the state's tourism, arts, and cultural development leaders discussed existing and new proposals in western Massachusetts before touring the Berkshires Monday. State Senator Adam Hines hosted the Joint Committee on Tourism, Arts, and Cultural Development for a tour of the Berkshires. At a roundtable at Hancock Shaker Village, Hines, a Pittsfield Democrat and the committee's Senate chair, says the region is a case study of how tourism can bolster economic development.
A lot of what we're doing as a committee is really working with the administration to ensure that they feel the same way, because quite honestly, there has been some back and forth.
Tourism is the third largest industry in the state and the region. The committee is charged with reviewing Massachusetts' tourism policies and budgetary constraints. Republican Governor Charlie Baker vetoed several Berkshire-related tourism, arts, and cultural development line items in the 2018 budget. In September, the legislature voted to override many of those vetoes, including $2 million in funding for the Massachusetts Cultural Council. Lindsay Schmidt is the marketing director for One Berkshire, the region's economic development agency. She says the organization's marketing campaign reached 55 million consumers last year.
We do this year-round, so it's not just a summertime push.
Schmidt says the agency's social media accounts reach roughly 30,000 people a day.
About 5 years ago, we really shifted what our thinking was in terms of what drives the Berkshire message. And I think for a long time it was culture, culture, culture. And I do think that that's the backbone, here, but I don't think that can continue to be the message that we're driving out. It's not speaking to the younger demographic, and it's not necessarily getting those folks to think about living here.
Instead, Schmidt suggests the region lead with outdoor recreation. Hines, an avid bicyclist, agrees outdoor activities are essential to retaining young people in Berkshire County. The region is experiencing a drastic population decline.
To me, it means that you can, as a strategy, be very clear about how you create an attractive space for those 20 and 30-year-olds, but really for everybody, obviously.
There are outdoor recreational projects throughout Berkshire County, such as the development of the Greylock Glen in Adams and the expansion of the Ashuwiltecook Rail Trail in North Adams for on- and off-road biking. But Hines says part of the problem is that development is happening within its own niche. Community proponents are calling for multi-use trails and outdoor projects.
You can see that there's a natural overlap saying, hey, within 30 miles we have 150 miles of trail, or, however that works. So there is a regional component that I think is worth noting.
Dom Sacco is the Western Massachusetts Regional Director for the state's Department of Conservation and Recreation.
A good portion of the space available, the open space available for outdoor recreation in the western part of the state, so we're looking to, sometimes it's challenging to for multi-use.
Challenging because the available open space can abut commercial and residential areas, like it does along the proposed North Adams-Williamstown bike path. Some area residents living near the proposed trail have protested the plan. State Representative Corey Atkins, a Concord Democrat and co-chair of the Joint Committee on Tourism, Arts, and Cultural Development, says outdoor activity is a must, especially for young people.
Kids only spend an average of 6 minutes a day outside. This is drastically different from those of us who were free-range kids and grew up without 24/7 programming.
Another stop on the tour was the Extreme Model Railroad and Contemporary Architecture Museum in North Adams, being developed by former Guggenheim director Thomas Krenz. Krenz brought on famed architect Frank Gehry for the project in September. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.